Good evening, everyone. We're working on Rashi al Torah, and Rashi on the pasuk Zochor is Yom HaShabbos, the Kadosho, that you're supposed to remember the Shabbos and to sanctify it. Rashi quotes a Mechilta that says, "She'im nizdamein lecha chafetz yofe." If a nice, pretty thing comes your way, tehei mazmino leShabbos, you should put it aside for Shabbos, which sounds like a wonderful idea. That's the Zechira. The Zechira is that you're supposed to be remembering Shabbos. The only problem is the Ramban records and recollects for us that the Gemara in Beitza shares with us a machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. And there the machlokas is that Shammai, whenever, all of his days, he would eat lechavod Shabbos. So if he found something nice, he would say, this is lechavod Shabbos. He found it on a Sunday, found it on a Monday, whenever that was. He would put that aside for Shabbos. And not only that, when he found something nicer, he would take away the first one and put up the second one. The Gemara there says also that Hillel HaZaken had a different mita. Everything he did was l'shem Shamayim. And that means that, today is for today, tomorrow's for tomorrow, and we'll figure out all the pieces. So it appears that we should follow Hillel's example, and we shouldn't only be putting things away for Shabbos, and therefore Rashi is not paskening l'halach, or he's not stating the appropriate posture, at the very least. So the question is, how could Rashi be quoting that Mechilta, which seems to be in contravention of Rashi? I'll provide you with five answers. First answer is from the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says that the Mechilta is the rule, and the disagreement between Hillel and Shammai is only for food. If you look back for Hillel and Shammai, you will see that they are talking about food, but what is quoted by Rashi, the Mechilta, is talking about a chefetz, an object. So if it's a plate, that's one thing, but if it's a chicken, that's another. A second approach is put forth in the Maharshal. It's quoted by the Sifsei Chachamim, and the Maharshal says that Hillel was acting not the necessary manner. Hillel had a different mita. Says that each of them had a mita. Hillel HaZaken said, you're right. Shammai is correct. Should get ready for Shabbos all the time. But he just had a different mita. He had a particular ability to have bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he thought that that should be emphasized. So the Maharal says, so that's the second approach. Maharal gives a third approach. He says, it really depends on whether you need that thing or not. If you need that thing, you should use it right now, right? But if you don't need that thing, then you should put it aside for Shabbos, and that would be an expression of Kavod Shabbos. So the distinction in between Hillel and Shammai would be a distinction of whether or not you need it or you don't necessarily need it. The next approach is brought down by the Nachlas Yaakov. And the Nachlas Yaakov says simply that really the way that we're supposed to look at it is that it is possible to follow Hillel's approach, and it's possible to follow Shammai's approach. Hillel's approach, Shammai's approach is the baseline, which is why Rashi quotes it. But if you want to operate like Beis Hillel, which requires a significantly larger amount of bitachon, then, of course, you are welcome to do so. Finally, the last answer I'm going to provide you is from the Maskil of David. The Maskil of David proffers a fifth approach, stating as follows. The reason why Beis Shammai was always eating for Shabbos, or preparing for Shabbos, is that he was trying to extend Shabbos in one way or another, right? So he says, the mita of Shammai was try to keep all of his food having kedushas, the sanctity of Shabbos, and he would intend to have leftovers or something left over for all the week from the kedusha of the Neshama Yisera, so he didn't lose whatever kedusha there was. Right, whereas Hillel kind of had and that's the same thing we do with the Shnai Mikra Echad Targum, says the Maskil of David. The Hillel, however, had a different approach. He said he didn't need all of this because he had this midah like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that was called, they were called, him and his chever were called Shabbos because they have an element of Kedusha to them. And Hillel, due to his great Kedusha, was always in a certain way above and holy in a manner that he didn't need to pull to and from Shabbos. He just had that Mida about him, that Mida of Shabbos, all the way through. So Rashi is mentioning the approach for Shammai because that's really more for normal, ordinary Joes like you or me. But for Bnei Anliya, notwithstanding the fact that there are few, they may operate like Beis Hillel. So to review, our five approaches are: one, we can make a distinction according to the Mizrachim between things and food. According to the Maharshal, we can say that really there's two approaches, but one is more basic than the other. According to the Maharal, we have to ask whether or not it's something you need or something that you don't need. The Nachas Yaakov says you can follow both approaches, but one requires more bitachon, so therefore we mention the baseline. And finally, it's really two different messages to attain Kedusha. One is to try to pull from Shabbos, and the other one is to just be a particularly sanctified person that encapsulates and incorporates the meat of Shabbos, even if you're not expressing the same sort of aspirations in theory too.